How's it going, Yankee fans? Welcome back to Fireside Yankees with your boys, Alex and Ryan. So spring training well underway, lots of good performances, not many injuries, thankfully. The latest one being Alex Verdugo was scratched from Sunday's lineup due to a left leg contusion. Was hit by a pitch on Saturday, but things should be okay there. It seems like they're taking more of a precautionary route with Verdugo. And ultimately, I think that this is the right time to do those types of things. Take it with caution. Don't overdo it. Obviously, you know, when you're looking at Verdugo, projects to be a really nice piece for us in left field, a much better improvement over Aaron Hicks or Jake Bowers or whoever the hell the Yankees do in left field last season. So excited about that. But today we want to take a little bit of a sidestep from spring training and talk about a report by Joel Sherman, who continues to link the Yankees as a potential suitor for Alex Bregman in next year's free agency. Now, Bregman's 29 years old. He's one of the best third basemen in the game. The guy's a proven winner, multiple championships, you know, a really good offensive weapon and a really good defender as well. So when you're looking at Bregman, does it make sense for the Yankees? And I'll say this. It does, actually. If you want to say this, you could say Gleyber Torres is going to make about $20 million per season next year on a long-term deal. He's about two or three years younger than Bregman. And you could make the argument that DJ LeMahieu can swap over to second base, or he could be the utility man, and hopefully Yorbit Vivas ends up developing into this really good player that we can supplement second base with, a much cheaper price point. You take that Gleyber Torres money, you roll it over to one of the most consistent offensive threats in the game with Bregman, who's just a great contact hitter, obviously hits for power too, just a tremendous asset, would be awesome with the Yankees, and it would lock down the hot corner for us for the next 5-6 years. So, you know, if the Yankees have a choice between do we want to go get Bregman or do we want to keep Gleyber Torres, that may be a discussion we have at some point, Ryan. You know, what are your thoughts about this idea that Bregman could make sense for the Yankees? Obviously, I would love him. I know a lot of people say we don't want Astros players, this and that. The dude is a proven winner, a proven commodity. If it was the right price point, the Yankees had to decide between those two guys. Obviously, I think I'd probably go with Bregman, who's a little bit older, but also just substantially better.
Yeah, so, you know, first and foremost, I think it's a great thing to talk about, you know, the addition of guys who were on the 2017 Houston Astros. And, you know, I think that, you know, everything regarding that team, you know, I have my own feelings. I obviously don't like that team. I obviously have my feelings about the whole scandal, everything like that. But I'm going to be frank with you, Alex, and, you know, I hope people don't take this the wrong way, but you are an absolute loser if you don't want Alex Bregman on the team, if it was financially possible. Like, you're a loser. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I care about winning. I care about winning and winning, right? Like, you know, when somebody goes, but did Cheney play the 2017 Astros, I'll look at the ring, right? Like, if we win a World Series with Alex Bregman, it doesn't matter, right? I mean, that kind of stuff doesn't matter. You know, look, we have Alex Verdugo and Marcus Stroman on the team. Marcus Stroman's publicly gone after the GM of the Yankees. If we would, I mean, the guy puts on a couple Yankee shirts and everybody's like, oh my God, he's actually my favorite Yankee. It's like, 2 months ago, you were saying how much you hate the guy. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm not sitting here and saying that you have to like these players, but the Yankees are going to do things that make them better. And if Bregman is financially feasible, obviously the big fish here is Juan Soto. You have to talk about Juan Soto. He's the guy who, this upcoming winter, he's the guy who you have to retain and keep long term because he's the best player on the market. He's the youngest player on the market. He's the guy who makes the most, who's going to generate the most financial value for you as well. If you're Hal Steinbrenner, you're looking at ticket sales. You know, not saying Alex Bregman doesn't sell tickets, but, you know, Alex Bregman doesn't sell tickets the way that, you know, Juan Soto sells tickets. And obviously, Juan Soto is a much better ball player. But kind of getting back to the point of just the logistics behind signing Alex Bregman, the Yankees don't really have much of a clear-cut option at third. Vivas profiles a lot better for second base. I don't really view Peraza as a long-term option for them as well. Kind of looking at some other guys, I mean, you have, what, Caleb Durbin. Caleb Durbin also probably profiles more as a second baseman. I'm trying to think of anybody else in the organization who could really help you immediately. It's not really anybody else. I mean, Gleyber is going to be a free agent, and he plays second. He's never played third. LeMahieu is going to be 36 and turn 37 during the year next year, so don't necessarily know if you want to rely on him as your long-term third baseman or your immediate option. I don't even know if he's going to be a great option this upcoming season. There are a lot of question marks. There are a lot of, you know, third base is the weirdest position on the diamond for the Yankees. I'm almost shocked they haven't tried to address it. Like, I'm not saying that they should have signed Matt Chapman, because I don't know if that would have been a feasible option given the fact that they're, again, over the luxury tax at a point where it'd be 110%. And at that point, if you're going to pay Matt Chapman $20 million for this year, which would be about $42 million for the luxury tax, you might as well just pay Blake Snell, right, Alex, right? Like, you might as well just do that. So, you know, I'm not necessarily sure what the Yankees do at third. Matt Chapman could be a free agent next year, but I'm not going to lie, Alex. You know, I liked Matt Chapman on a short-term deal. If he's 31 years old, I'm not giving him 6 to 7 years, man. I'm sorry. You know, that's not happening. You know, I don't know who really is, like, a viable option. I liked, the reason I think I really liked a guy like, Jaime Candelario's because he was going to sign a short-term deal. It was like 3 years. You know, you could have had a third baseman for a couple years, but I also understand why the Yankees didn't go down that route. It's interesting. They're going to have to find a third baseman when they don't have one in the organization and they don't really have a viable, like, cheap major league option. They're going to have to, like, trade for one. And again, like, if you look at who's available to trade for, who exactly appeals to you, right? Like, it's a weird situation. I think Bregman's a natural fit because the Yankees really don't have a third baseman. And if they were to have, like, Alex Bregman and Juan Soto, I mean, if they're somehow able to pay both, like, I mean, I don't think it's possible, but if they were able to, Alex, good Lord, right? Like, I mean, oh my God, think of that lineup. You got, like, let's say you lead off Bregman, Soto, Judge. Like, I mean, that 1-2-3 is unbelievable. But it would severely limit what you can do financially, and I don't think it's possible to sign both. So that's kind of where I'm at there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the conversation a lot of people have, like, you know, throwing the bag at Soto or, you know, going for a Bregman. Like, I don't think that those are mutually exclusive, personally. I think that, you know, you could say the Gleyber Torres money, and I think that's more the conversation. People will say, well, it's either Juan Soto or Alex Bregman. I'd say it's Gleyber Torres or Alex Bregman. That would be my take on the matter, because I think the Yankees will have the financial resources to extend both. I mean, think about this. You could theoretically say Anthony Rizzo, that's $17 million off the books. You know, you have the money from Josh Donaldson coming off the books next year. Aaron Hicks is still being paid. There are ways the Yankees are going to open up a lot more money, and they have a lot of young players kind of being ushered in. Verdugo's making $8.4 mil or $8.2 mil. He'll probably be gone as well. So, you know, I think the Yankees do have the option here. I think also Marcus Stroman, the team has a club option if he doesn't pitch over 140 innings. So if he pitches below that, you know, you're getting value back at $17 million in the pitching department. Maybe Will Warren takes over a starting job. Maybe Chase Hampton is ready. So I do think that right now the Yankees are in a good spot to spend a lot next offseason. So with that being said, you could see a Soto and Bregman type of offseason. Like, that's a possibility. And guys, if you have Soto, Judge, and Bregman in your top of your order, you're not losing many games offensively, right? You're going to lose games as you're pitching, not because of your offense. Not to mention, you know, Volpe improving and, you know, some of these more prominent pieces. Gleyber Torres is making $15 million this year. He'll be off the book, so you just roll that money over. The Yankees have the money. It's not really about that. It's more so about spreading the wealth and not investing in, like, two players. More so investing in, like, three or four players. So with that being said, you know, obviously Bregman would be an awesome addition. I do think that he is, you know, one of the best third basemen in the game, at a position that really has a lack of depth across the board in baseball. You know, he is a guy that is substantially talented and brings a lot of value because of that. I mean, think about it. Like, in a perfect world, DJ LeMay, he would not be playing third base this season. That's not where we wanted him to be. We wanted him to be a prominent piece as a utility man, you know, be able to fill it first, fill it second. Now, if he goes down, you have nobody really playing third base. Is it Oswald Peraza? Is it Yorbit Vivas? Like, we don't really have anybody there. It could get ugly quickly at third base if they need DJ LeMahieu to move around, because we know Peraza's injury prone at this point, and offensively, he's just undefined. So, you know, looking at the upcoming season, Ryan, tell me your thoughts about third base. If they have to move DJ LeMahieu out of that position for whatever reason, who fills that spot for you? I mean, right now, it's either Peraza. I mean, I know Vivas doesn't have the best arm in the world, but that could become a little bit of an issue for me. You know, you're going to have to survive with Peraza's lack of offensive production, most likely. Is that something that concerns you? You know, the lack of depth in the infield at some spots.
It absolutely is a concern. I'm not going to sugarcoat this, right? Like, I don't think there's a future third baseman in the Yankee organization right now. The closest they had to him was probably Tyler Hardman, but he had, like, thoracic outlet syndrome. And for pitchers, that's the death sentence. Not necessarily sure what it is for position players, but, you know, if it's a death sentence for pitchers, it's probably not good for position players, so yeah. And even then, it wasn't like he was, like, a sure thing there. He was just kind of like oh, this guy has unbelievable power and could be, you know, a fun player, but yeah, it's unfortunate. It breaks my heart that Hardman had that offseason surgery, because, I mean, look, he had a 33% strikeout rate, and that's not good, but he had 26 home runs, 77 games. Like, the guy is an unbelievable power hitter and plays a pretty solid third base. He's not going to be able to be the future third baseman. His window to be that has probably come to a close for the Yankees. You know, there are guys like Jared Serrano who's played some third base, but he's going to probably just start out in high A. There are just, like, I'm looking at this, there's just not a third baseman here, man. Like, if you look at what Fangraphs has for the Yankees at third base, it's Hardman, Groshans, that's their top two guys above AA. So, I don't, like, neither guy is really going to be considered a long-term major league option. That's no, again, I think Hardman would have been in that conversation had he not gotten thoracic outlet syndrome or whatever elbow surgery ended up having. Maybe he recovered from it quickly. I don't know, but we haven't seen him in spring training, so I'm assuming he's out of commission for now. Again, Peraza, Cabrera, like, are either of those two guys going to do anything? I don't know. Like, I'll give, like, a dark horse chance that Cabrera puts together the numbers he put together in 2022 and has, like, a 110 WRC plus. And, you know, if he were to do that, he obviously can play third base. He's a great defender there. He has an unbelievable arm, you know, and he, if you could, I mean, I'm going to throw this out there. I think if Cabrera can be like the hitter he was in 2022 and play third base for you, that's an unbelievable outcome. Like, that would really help the Yankees long term. I just don't think you can bank on that, Alex. So I'm not really sure. Like, there's just not like a, there is really just not that clear cut defined option for this team at third base. I don't know what they do. I don't know where they go with this. I mean, even looking at free agency, like, the options are kind of trade for somebody. Again, I don't even know who that person would be. Go out and sign somebody to a long-term deal and add another long-term contract on top of if you're going to add Juan Soto. There are just, there is a lot of question marks. It's very concerning for the Yankees, and that's a question I'll have to answer next winter. But I'm scared that third base is going to end up a lot like left field, where they just don't know who that guy is, and it takes them a few years to figure that out. They've been kind of able to patch it together. You know, they had Urshela for a couple years. Donaldson wasn't very good, so, you know, that was kind of a failure. LeMahieu's been all right. He's an okay third baseman, but they don't really have anybody else. Like, there's nobody. I mean, and you're looking across the league at, like, third base options. Who really stands out? Like, I don't know if anybody really, like, you're like, oh, this guy's going to get traded soon. Yeah, and you know, the Yankees are going to go get him. There's just not a lot available. So, yes, Alex, I'm very concerned about the long-term future of third base for the Yankees right now.
Yeah, so, you know, free agency does make a lot of sense for them. It's possible DJ LeMay, who locks it down long-term, he's 35 years old. Eventually, I think we're going to see regression there. But at this point in time, it is certainly on the back of my mind, like, if something happens to DJ or something happens to somebody else and they have to move him, we're going to have to sit here and figure out what the hell the Yankees do at third base, because you're just forfeiting offensive value by putting Peraza there. And, you know, he obviously is on the verge of not even making this roster, let alone being an impact player for us. So it is concerning to me. I could see the Yankees going out and getting a veteran infielder who, you know, has a little bit more value. Maybe during spring training, they could try to trade for somebody, whatever it might be, just a good utility infield piece. We'll see what happens. But, you know, wanted to discuss that Bregman idea, because I know a lot of people are going to say absolutely not, but he's objectively one of the better third basemen in the game, and he would make the Yankees better at a position that we are weak. And if you let Gleyber Torres walk, you move LeMahieu back to second base, maybe even Vivas competes there, keep the cost down, and DJ, you know, slides into that utility role. And think about this, like, DJ LeMahieu's contract expires, I think, after 2026. So we have 2 years left of him. That money eventually will go away. That's $15 million per season. So we'll see how things go, but always happy to get your perspectives down below in the YouTube comments, my friends. Make sure to like and subscribe, and we'll catch you guys on the next Fireside Yankees episode.